USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House Republicans disrupted a closed-door session where members investigating the president were hearing from a senior Defense Department official. The group was led by number two House Republican, Steve Scalise.
Adam Schiff is running a Soviet-style process behind closed doors where he's trying to impeach a president of the United States in secret. That's not how it should be done.
Pentagon official Laura Cooper was supposed to be deposed by the three committees setting up the impeachment inquiry. But House Republicans, who say they're increasingly upset about what they say is a lack of transparency, stormed the meeting, forcing the deposition to be postponed for hours as the room was cleared and reswept by security. Democrats say the GOP is making a mountain out of a molehill. They say this is just the investigative and private process and that public hearings on the matter are still to come. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
A new federal rule regarding abortion clinics has now taken effect. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
Nearly 900 abortion clinics are no longer getting federal family planning funding after the Trump administration's policy change when it comes to abortion, the change stripping Title X funding from any clinic that refers patients to abortion services. Many clinics opted out of the program to avoid having to comply with it. Title X is supposed to serve low-income patients who don't have health insurance. None of the money actually funds abortions. Planned Parenthood has taken the Trump administration to court over the policy. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The stock market took in some slight gains on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 46 points. The S&P 500 gained 8 points. And the NASDAQ Composite was up 15 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg told Congress that the social media platform won't move forward with its Libra cryptocurrency without federal approval. During the hearing before the House Financial Services Committee, Zuckerberg tried to ease concerns that Facebook would attempt to skirt U.S. regulations to launch the cryptocurrency. Previously, U.S. regulators, including Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell, expressed concern that Libra could present issues related to privacy, money laundering, consumer protection, and financial stability. Lawmakers questioned Zuckerberg about litigation involving Facebook's purported violations of the Fair Housing Act, how the company plans to protect users' financial and personal information, and how the company plans to handle diversity and inclusion among its employees. Committee Chairwoman Maxine Waters criticized Zuckerberg for Facebook's decision to remove efforts to combat the spread of disinformation, stating it showed that bad actors outside of the country are at it again after Russian entities used social media in attempts to influence the 2016 presidential election. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib also shared concerns that Facebook is promoting a lower standard for truthfulness and decency for politicians by deciding to not fact-check political ads. She said, "It's hate speech, it's hate, and it's leading to violence and death threats in my office." For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.